This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday using U.S.-provided Patriot anti-missile systems ensured a 100% interception rate and would play a role in pushing forward against Russia's invasion.
Коли патріоти в руках українців забезпечують 100% збиття.
Zelensky said in his nightly video address, quote, when patriots in the time attacks on Kyiv and other targets by Russian missiles and drones. Russia's Interior Ministry issued an arrest warrant on Monday for U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, following his comments related to the fighting in Ukraine. Graham met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday. Zelensky's office later released an edited video of the encounter in which Graham said, quote, the Russians are dying, and describes the U.S. military assistance to the country as the best money we've ever spent. On the streets of Istanbul, Recep Tayyip Erdogan's presidential runoff victory is being welcomed by some. VOA's Dorian Jones reports.
On news of his victory, Erdogan sang to his supporters, vowing he would be with them until the grave. Some observers say that given Erdogan has never been more powerful, he could already be planning to abolish presidential term limits as part of constitutional reform plans. But Erdogan faces formidable challenges, with the Turkish leader's vow to continue his unorthodox economic policies. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
This is VOA News. Sudan's warring military factions agreed on Monday to a 5-day extension of a ceasefire agreement after renewed heavy clashes and airstrikes in parts of the capital threw fresh doubts on the effectiveness of the truce. Saudi Arabia and the United States, which brokered a week-long ceasefire deal and have been monitoring it remotely, announced shortly before it was due to expire on Monday evening the parties had agreed to extend it. Although the ceasefire had been imperfectly observed, it had allowed the delivery of aid to an estimated 2 million people, the country said in a joint statement. Uganda has enacted one of the world's toughest anti-LGBTQ laws, including the death penalty for certain same-sex acts. It has drawn Western condemnation and risks sanctions from aid donors. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has signed one of the world's toughest anti-LGBTQ laws, which includes the death penalty. The move has drawn Western condemnation and could risk some of the billions in foreign aid that Uganda receives. It stipulates capital punishment for so-called serial offenders against the law and transmission of a terminal illness like HIV/AIDS through gay sex. It also decrees a 20-year sentence for, quote, promoting homosexuality. Activists have vowed a legal challenge to the law.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Philippine officials are evacuating thousands of villagers and shutting down schools and offices as a typhoon approaches the country's northern provinces, AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
It's already battered the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam, packing winds of up to 155 kilometers per hour. It's the strongest typhoon to hit the territory in 2 decades, flipping cars, tearing off roofs, and knocking out power. Philippine authorities have warned of dangerous tidal surges, flash floods and landslides. Gusty winds have already lashed villages in the northeast, causing an old warehouse to collapse and prompting more villagers to move to evacuation centers. Current projections show the typhoon will veer northeast by midweek toward Taiwan or southern Japan. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
A handful of hard-right U.S. Republican lawmakers said on Monday they would oppose a deal to raise the United States' debt ceiling and a sign the bipartisan agreement could face a rocky path through Congress before the U.S. runs out of money next week. Still, backers predict it will clear Congress before the U.S. runs out of money to pay its bills, which the Treasury Department says will happen on June 5th. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.